It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into the drive. The Astros are getting close to putting teams in a position that nobody wants to be in facing the Astros. They are a pitch away from potentially getting the bases loaded with Yordan Alvarez coming up. Jake Meyers opened up the inning with a hit. How about it, Jake? And he's been on base twice today. And
biggest opportunity to change this lineup. Oh, Jake Meyers.
And then Altuve follows up with his first hit of the season. So that is the case there. And Paredes just grounds into a double play here as the Astros aren't able to score there. They still lead 3-0. And Clint, a little update. As I said, they lead 3-0 here after four innings. But Framber Valdez started off a little shaky, gave up a hit early and a walk, and then hit a batter as well. That first inning had two runners on. And ever since then, though, early, he has settled down a bit. Four innings, allowed just the one hit so far, two strikeouts, two Ks. So he is settling in right now pretty well right at this point. So Framber Valdez doing pretty well right now. The big noise there is Yiner Diaz. He got an RBI hit, and Jake Meyers got an RBI ground out as well, and then they scored on an error. So it's been a pretty good run for the Astros thus far as they lead 3-0. All right, Clint. Overall, now we now kind of see what this team, at least at the beginning, is going to look like, right? We understand Cam Smith is now going to be an everyday player right now. It looks like, to me, Clint, there may be a platoon there at second base with Brandon Rodgers and Mauricio Dubon. Now, hell, it may just be Brandon Rodgers. We'll see. We don't know. Joe Espada, the captain, did say this does not mean he is a starter. But we're starting to see some things fold out. We're starting to see what the rotation looks like right now. We're starting to see what the bullpen looks like right now and what potential the plans are at this moment. Lance McCullers is moving along pretty well. What's the overall feel now about this team now that we got a better and a more clear picture of what they're going to look like this year?
Well, look, I don't know how clear the picture is, and I don't know.
Well, at least right now it is.
Just to be honest with you, I don't know what to think. I know I like Cam Smith, that little push that ball through the right side of the infield, that first plate appearance. I know I like that. And so that's rolling well. Altuve, the ball has somehow found him in left field at least twice, if not three times. And he looked plenty capable in those, even though he almost had a collision there with Jake Myers. Which my baseball experience is, when the center fielder can get there, when he calls you off, you get the hell out of the way. Well, Altuve must not have hurt him. But, you know, so far, so good. I don't know how much we've learned, you know, at this point. But, you know, as I said yesterday, for me, Ron, I am uncomfortable with my confidence level with these guys. Now, it's nowhere near where it's been in the past in terms of you know, seven straight ALCSs and the World Series, you know, favorite or top two or three odds to win a World Series kind of deal. But win the division, I'm still in the same boat, and make a good playoff run, I still feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. When you look around the AL West, and now we're starting to see how this thing is put together, yes, the Astros have questions, right? We understand, we've talked about them. They're corner outfielders, you know, some of these young players. They've got questions. They're the back end of the bullpen, or at least leading the bridge to get to the back end of the bullpen, the back of the rotation. They've got some questions. But, Clint, I still feel like they got less questions than the rest of the teams in the West right now. We've been talking about Seattle for a couple of years, and Seattle was all right a couple of years ago. But I still think there's a ceiling there where, even with some of the moves the Astros have made, they're in a better spot than them. And I think the Rangers, they may come back.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And be the team that the Astros really kind of have to deal with more this year. But still, I think they have some questions too. Like, DeGrom... We'll see where he is. I looked up in the rotation. I think he's the fourth starter now for them. So they've got some questions there. And then, you know, the Angels, we'll see. And then the A's are just moving to Sacramento. So I just think that you should feel more comfortable about the Astros when it compares to the rest of the division. Now, outside of that, we'll see. But I think you should feel really good about this team, as you said, first and foremost, winning this division. They to me still have to be the favorites when it comes to that.
Yeah, look, I'm there, and I feel good with them playing the Rangers. Probably shouldn't be as confident as I am, but I am. That's where I'm at.
I think their pitching is better. I think their pitching overall right now is better than the Rangers.
Well, I think the pitching's better. I think the chemistry in the clubhouse is better. I think the confidence is organizationally, I think, is better. I know the Rangers have had some success of late, but This is a different animal you're playing with here in Houston. So, look, I think there's plenty of reason, but at some point that dam's going to have to break, and I just refuse to believe it's this year.
Yeah, the only thing I just don't, and maybe you do, I don't believe, and it could, that's the biggest thing, is that the defense will hurt them enough. Because that right now is probably the biggest question. That and the bridge to get to the bullpen is the defense.
Yeah.
And I don't think it hurts them that much. Now, once you get to October, maybe, but I don't think it'll hurt them that much.
Well, look, I think once you get to, like, the conversation we're having right now for me is about, okay, when October baseball comes, when it matters the most, what's going to happen? The question at that point in time, right, is you're significantly better at first base than you've been. If Brendan Rodgers or Mauricio Dubon's playing second base, according to what this organization, good gosh, Yainer Diaz, according to what this organization is telling us, you're going to be significantly better defensively at second base as well. Now, can that offset the drop from Bregman to Paredes at third? And can that offset the drop from Tucker to Cam Smith and Wright? The Altuve thing, I think, works itself out. I think either he's going to play good enough baseball to where he is as good as any left fielder we've had, or they're going to replace him and you're going to have one of the left fielders you've had for the last 2 or 3 years anyway, and it's probably going to be Yordan when it matters the most. So, again, like I just when it matters the most, it's a lot tighter defensively than one may think. You lost Tucker, you lost Bregman, but you also picked up Walker and whoever ends up being your second baseman that's significantly better than Jose Altuve. So I don't know that offsets each other, but it's a lot closer than I think most want to discuss.
And I also think the hope is, all right, can our offense and the big parts of our pitching staff kind of help make up for some of that, right? Like when you get to the eighth inning on this team, like Abreu hater, there's not many that can roll to that. Now it's getting in there. And then it's like, hey, Framber and Hunter Brown and some of these other guys, can they put you in a space there where it's like, yo, you get there and like, oh, we can like they can help overcome for maybe some defensive issues, right? I think that is the thought. The other stronger parts of the team, can they step up and pick things up and kind of pick up for that? And that's kind of some of the stuff the Astros had done in the past, in the earlier parts of their offense could mask a lot of things in the past. But hey, man, maybe there are issues or some things with the bullpen. Well, it's 7-3. So like, yeah, we're good. Again, the Astros lead 3-0 as we continue riding here. Coming up here on The Drive. Coming up, Cam Ward looks like he may be coming to this division. Is this finally the quarterback that will give any kind of competition to what the Texans are putting out there? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit HKGroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.